afternoon, I mean good evening, good morning. I greet you once again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is John Mamabolo. I'm doing the name of the show. It is called Different Colors, One People. Different Colors, One People. So, I'm standing in for Pastor KK Malachi, who is doing the show that is called Different Colors, One People. Now, I'm just gonna run this show for 30 minutes. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Wherever that you are listening from, you can interact with us on the following number: 083-289-4658, 083-289-4658, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, radio@bythegrace.org, or you can WhatsApp us on the very same number that I gave you, or you can chat to us on our Facebook, which we are By the Grace Radio on Facebook, or you can go to our website. You just say www.radio.bythegrace.org, www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then when you are there, you can chat to me. Let's just continue. The time is exactly 11:25 CAT Central Time. I'm left with only 35 minutes for the show. I'm just standing in for Pastor KK Malachi. Now, I'm just gonna play this song, saying that let's just do this. We say Elohim. Yeah, let's just say Elohim. Elohim. Okay. Let's say Abba Ahiye Mili. Just enjoy the song.
Hello. malokeo lokeo bayeni hey Oluwa Oluwa mufeo Jesu mio bayeni
song is just saying Oluwa. It's a Nigerian song. Now remember I told you that the name of this show, it is called Different Colors One People. I'm standing in for Pastor KK Malachi. I'm just doing this show that is called Different Colors One People. I'm just gonna do half an hour, because the show will last for 3 hours, which start at 9 o'clock, and it end up being of at 12 o'clock. I want to welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in all over the world. We want to say that we appreciate your support, we appreciate your listening. You're just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. And the name of this show, it is called Different Colors, One People. We've been created in the image of God. We are created in the image of God. I know on many times we say we have makwerekwere. When you go to another country, they tell you that you are kwerekwere because you don't belong to that country. They call you that you are a foreigner. Alright? That's what they say. Now, I'm just gonna read in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1. We read verse number 27. And we go to Genesis chapter 2. We read verse number 7. So that the reason why we're reading this, I want you to understand that we have been all created in the image of God. Whether you are black, whether you are white, whether you are a colored, whether you are Indian, we all been created in the image of God. Now, you can chat to us on our Facebook page. You can say By the Grace Radio. Then you chat to us. You can like our page, which is By the Grace Radio. Or what you can do is you can send us a voice note on our WhatsApp, which is +27 83 289 4658. That is our WhatsApp number. South Africa, you just say 03 289 4658, or you can call us on the very same number. Or what you can do, you can just go to our website. You just type www.radio.bythegrace.org, www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then when you are there, you just chat to us. On the right hand side of your display, you will see the word that say we are online. Chat to us. You put your email, you put your name, and then you start chatting to us. You can chat to me now with whatever that you wanna know. Or you can go to Skype, you just say BTGM Radio, then you chat to us. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 27. Now, as I told you that the name of this show, it is called Different Colors, One People. Different Colors, One People. In God, we are the same. In God, we are the same. He does not look white, colored, black, or whatever. He just looks us that we are His. We are His and we are one. We are His and we are one. The difference is just the color, but in the eyes of the Lord, we are one. You know, on many times we don't want to associate with people because we say that when you are kwere kwere, when you are this and this. Now let's just start reading Genesis chapter number 1. Genesis chapter number 1, we start verse number 27. It read as follows. Okay, let's start from verse number 26. Then God said, now let's make women who will be like us. They will rule over all the fish in the sea and the birds in the air. They will rule over all the large animals and all the little things that crowd on the earth. So God created humans in His own image. He created them to be like Himself. He created them male and female. Okay, before, while we are still here, let's go to Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7. Then we will come back to Genesis 1, 27. Now, let's just read. It reads as follows. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7. It said, the Lord God formed the man from the soil of the ground, and He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living thing. Okay, a man became a living thing. That is what it said, that the man became a living thing. Let me repeat. Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 7, where it said that the Lord God formed the man from the soil of the ground, and He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Alright, let's just see the way you fathered me, and then we will come back. By Elijah Oyolende. Enjoy the song.
Everlasting, oh, yeah.
no me without you. There is no me without you. That is Emmanuel. The song is the way you father to be. Elijah, to remember. There is no me without you. Remember, you listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for the soul. I'm standing in for Pastor KK. I'm standing in for him. We saying whatever that it takes for the soul. We saying different colors, one people. Different colors, one people. We read in Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 7. And we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Now, when you read from Genesis chapter 1, it explains, it's saying that, so God created human being in his own image. He created them to be like himself. He created the male and female. He created them male and a female. Now, when you go to Genesis 2 verse 5, it's telling us the Lord God formed the man from the soil of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Okay? Now, we are all created in the image of God. Whether black or white or Indian, the Bible says he created us to be like him. We know that when the Israelites were traveling from one to another as they were going to Canaan, the place where they were promised, the place where God promised their ancestors that they will reach Canaan. Remember, it was prophesied in the time of Abraham when God said that we will make sure that the Israelites they reach Canaan. Now, if you can understand why they ended up being Egypt. Now, remember the first people that were created by God. It was Adam and Eve. You know, many people they say many things. They always have many questions that they will ask you. They always come with the stories, but who are you? How sure are you? They always say that. They said, how sure are you that we are created in the image of God? They know. I mean, we know that when for a person to come from the world, there should be the intercourse between a man and a woman. And after that, that's where we come. But now, God is the one who is pouring his spirit upon the body. Now, that is why when we read the Bible says, God said, like in other words, God was speaking to the Trinity. He said to them, let us create a man in our own image. Wherever that you are, I just want to tell you that you are created in the image of God. You are created in the image of God. Doesn't matter if you are colored, if you are black, if you are Indian, but you are all created in the image of God. We are different colors, but we all created in the image of God. You know, I had something that they said that the albinos they should be killed. They said they are ones who are causing the problem. That's what people will say. They said the albinos must be killed. But now I had a question in mind, why will the albinos be killed? Why? Why will the albinos be killed? We all created in the image of God. We all created in the image of God. Because even if when you go to Psalm 139, verse number 4, it said, I praise you because you made me in such a wonderful way. I know how amazing that was. That is Psalm 139, verse 4. It said, I praise you because you made me in such a wonderful way. I know how amazing that is was. Because we all created in the image of God. I want to tell you that don't look yourself down. Don't look yourself down. Don't undermine yourself. Don't allow anybody to undermine yourself because you are created in the image of God. I know because of the politics that we are having, because of all the things that we are having, we somehow separating ourselves. If, for example, I am an Indian, I can't sit with the black. If I am black, I can't associate with white. But I want to tell you that we all created in a image of God. Different colors, but one people. Different colors, but one people. Because we are all created in the image of God. There's a song that was sang by the late Lakitiwe. He said, different colors, one people. There's no black, there's no white, but we are one. That's what I'm repeating. There's no black, there's no white, we are one. Let's read Isaiah 43 verse 7. It said, bring to me all the people who are mine, the people who have my name. I made them for myself. I made them and they are mine. I want to tell you that you are created in the image of God. You are created in the image of God. I know there's a scientist, there's something that they say, but I want to tell you that we are created in the image of God. Let's read Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. It said, God has made us what we are. In Christ Jesus, God made us new people so that we will spend our lives doing the good things. Okay, let me start. God has made us what we are. In Christ Jesus, God made us. God has made us what we are. In Christ Jesus, God made us new people so that we will spend our lives doing the good things He made already planned for us. That's what they say. Alright, let's go to Ephesians 4:24. Be that new person who made to be like God, truly God and pleasing to Him. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15. No one can see God, but the Son is exactly like God. He rules over everything that He has made. We are all created in the image of God. The time is exactly 10 to 12 CAT Central African Time. You are still listening to Pastor Joe and Mama Bolo on the show that is called Different Colors, One People. I'm just co-hosting. I'm standing in for Pastor KK Malaji. And you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. It doesn't matter if we are black or white, but we are all created in the image of God. We all created in the image of God. Alright, now, listen to some 104:4. He said, you made the grass grow to feed an animal. You provide plants for the crop that give us food from the earth. Okay. Alright. Psalm 103:3 said, know that the Lord is good. He made us and we belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep He takes care of. Psalm 139:14-15. I praise you because you made me in such a wonderful way. I know how amazing that was. You will see my bones grow as my body took shape, hiding in my mother's womb. You will see my bones grow as my body took shape, hiding in my mother's womb. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart of the people. I love you, and we just gonna play the song When we play this song, when I come back, I'm just gonna say bye bye, because Pastor Miss Andy Mamawolo, she will be entering the show that is called Holy the Doctor. Remember yesterday I was standing for her. The good news is today she will be doing the show herself. She's back, and we really thank God. Now listen to Ephesians 3:20 before we go to the break. Okay, Isaiah 64:87. But the Lord, you are our Father. We are like clay and you are the potter. Your hands made us all. That's why I'm saying different colors, but one people. Different colors, one people. Now what I'm going to do is I'm just going to say to you that it was an awesome 30 minutes that we had together as I was standing in for Pastor Kiki. I know if he was here, he was going to say with his language, like the way he said. Yeah, so let's just play the song as I close the show. It's been awesome. We're saying that, Lord, we say mighty. Let me say Jehovah. Enjoy it.
Hey, Aku de Chemba.
Yeah.
Thank you.